OPEC lowers oil production and gets a rise out of President Bush.
If it's an attempt to run the price of oil up, we'll make our opinions very clear.
A government red flag on OxyContin.
The FDA warns doctors about the potential abuse of the drug. I'm Pamela McCall.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. OPEC, trying to prop up falling oil prices, says it will cut production by 1 million barrels a day. Industry analyst John Lichtblau expects no major impact on U.S. gasoline prices.
These prices are quite low right now, so what you will see is a modest increase within the range where they are now, give or take 10, 15 cents.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. As OPEC tightens the oil spigot, the president calls for market stability. Mr. Bush hopes the move is not aimed at driving up prices.
Our economy is bumping along right now, and a run-up in energy prices would hurt. And surely the OPEC leaders understand that. I think they do.
The president and his spokesman avoided accusing OPEC of trying to increase oil prices. The White House seized on the OPEC action to again call for increased domestic oil production and exploration. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Now this. Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
There's good debt and there's bad debt. Take my credit cards with heavy finance charges. Bad. Bad debt. So I consolidated my bad debt with a home equity loan through LendingTree.com. I filled out one simple form and got up to four offers back. Interest on my home equity loan is even tax deductible. Oh, good debt.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Here's news. Used car ads don't always tell the truth. Guess the owner figures who'd respond to for sale, rebuilt junker with hidden fire damage and two odometer rollbacks. Who'd buy that? Well, one thing's for sure, it won't be you. As long as you get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com, they'll give you the real history of any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Don't buy a used car without Carfax.
The Food and Drug Administration issues a warning about the painkiller OxyContin. CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall reports live.
The FDA is urging doctors to limit OxyContin prescriptions to patients with serious pain, hoping the drug won't show up on the black market. Stephen Steiner Sr.'s 19-year-old son died from taking it. He advocates any crackdown.
Unfortunately, my son paid the ultimate price.
The FDA is also strengthening its warnings on the medication. Dr. Cynthia McCormick.
The risk of chewing the tablet or using it by some other route of administration like intranasally or intravenously, which could be, in fact, fatal.
Reporting live, I'm Pamela McCall, CBS News.
Saddam Hussein is ratcheting up tensions with allied forces patrolling the no-fly zones. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports an American U-2 reconnaissance plane was almost hit recently by an Iraqi missile.
The U-2 operates at an altitude of more than 70,000 feet, which is out of range of most surface-to-air missiles. But U.S. officials say the Iraqis have modified some of their missiles, adding extra fuel to extend their range. Firing a specially modified missile at a high-flying U-2 could represent a new tactic in Saddam Hussein's long-running campaign to shoot down an American plane. Firing on slow-moving surveillance aircraft instead of high-speed jets.
CBS News has learned that the Pentagon is moving some troops and has put others on alert because escalating warfare in Macedonia threatens to deepen U.S. involvement in the Balkans. Mary Sheila Gall, President Bush's choice to head the Consumer Product Safety Commission, is accused by Democrats of favoring corporations over consumers. As CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports, she got a partisan reception at her confirmation hearing.
Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison thanked Gall for proving flame-retardant pajamas don't prevent burns.
A lot of mothers and grandmothers in the southern states especially appreciate it in the summertime when they want cotton next to their children's bodies, not polyester.
But Democrats like John Breaux of Louisiana questioned her reluctance to force companies to fix products.
Products are used in negligent matters. This is a fact of life. That does not seem to be your position in a very consistent manner.
Gall said she would recall dangerous products.
We need to take a look at products. We also need to take a look at behavior. Some behavior is extreme.
Senate Democrats have the power to stop this nomination. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Doctors may have a new weapon against infection. The Scripps Research Institute says it's designed a drug that kills bacteria by punching through their cell membranes. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, my name is Matthew. I'm the only one in my class that can read, and I'm just in preschool.
If you have a child between the ages of 3 and 7, did you know that they can be reading within just 3.5 weeks? Frontline Phonics is different because it was developed in a classroom by teachers with 4-year-olds. What's amazing, though, is that most kindergartners right now are still learning the letters and sounds. But there are thousands of 4-year-olds all over the country that are already reading thanks to Frontline Phonics. You have a unique opportunity right now to use the exact same program that teachers are using to teach your child to read at home. Frontline Phonics is guaranteed, period. It's proven, and it's rated as the #1 beginning reading program by homeschool.com.
Teach your kids to read, just like me.
Pick up the phone, call now, and save $40 off the price of the program, and ask about your free book. The number is 1-800-584-READ. That's 1-800-584-READ.
Congress is considering new ways to give parents a heads up on what their kids are watching and listening to. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
Those TV ratings designed to help parents judge programs?
I think they're unintelligible. I have no idea what they're flashing on the screen of television.
Illinois Senator Richard Durbin isn't alone, so Congress is examining a clearer one-size-fits-all rating system for TV, movies, video games, and CDs, like nutrition labels, says Harvard Pediatrics Professor Michael Rich.
Just as we want to look at what we are feeding our children's bodies, we should be able to determine with equal ease what we are serving our children's minds.
But where does it stop, actor William Baldwin wonders?
Should we include books, Broadway musicals, paintings, and the evening news?
He and other opponents of the idea say it's impossible to judge different art forms the same way. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In highway accidents where tires have failed, investigators often find that the tires weren't inflated to the recommended pressure. Now the government proposes low tire pressure warning systems for vehicles built after November 2003. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Promotions are only good news to the people who get them. Oh, look, a glass ceiling.
Ha, ha, ha. The boss told a joke.
The truth? That's the working world. Unless you're great at what you do. At BrilliantPeople.com, the professionals from Management Recruiters International are waiting to match perfect candidates with perfect jobs, with no schmoozing.
Oh, stop, boss. My sides are splitting.
You'll miss it, won't you? BrilliantPeople.com. The jobs, the recruiters, the good life.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I needed a home equity loan to repair my roof, pool, basement, kitchen, bathroom. So I went to LendingTree.com, where a marketplace of banks and lenders compete for my business. I filled out one form and got 4 offers back within hours. And within hours is good, because my garage is looking kind of iffy, too.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
The Dow up 164 today, the Nasdaq up 25. The power struggle over Dick Cheney's $186,000 energy bill ended in the House today with victory for the Bush administration. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
Taxpayers pick up the higher energy costs for Vice President Dick Cheney's residence in any case, but switching the bill to the Navy gave Democrats a political target. California's Bob Filner says Cheney's energy plan has ignored the plight of millions of people with high energy bills.
We're not accusing the vice president of being irresponsible. We're accusing the vice president of being clueless.
Illinois Republican Ray LaHood said this was just a cheap shot against Cheney.
You don't have any other way to embarrass him, so you trot out this stupid amendment.
The amendment failed, but no matter who pays the vice president's electric bill, the debate over his administration's energy plan certainly heated up. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.